On Washington Street in downtown Phoenix is the Old City Hall. Did you know the six-story building has gone through many changes over the years? Today, it's home to the Phoenix Police Museum.
As people come into the museum, the first thing they're going to see is this jail rock.
Mike Nicolin is a retired Phoenix cop who served 32 years on the force.
Back then, they decided to take the river rock and use that for leg irons to shackle someone to that.
So Nicolin is also the museum's founder. He says when the Old City Hall first opened on 2nd Avenue in 1929, it was home to city offices, including the police. By the 1960s, the city moved, and this building was taken over entirely by the police department. In 1975, PD also moved to a larger space, leaving the building barely used. Then 2 years ago, Nicolin brought the museum here, the same place where he once worked as a detective.
Primarily, the first exhibit deals with Henry Garfias, the city of Phoenix in the late 1800s.
Garfias was the first city marshal.
The weapons that you see are all real.
The exhibition hall is filled with items used by the department over its 100-year history. Handguns and booking reports of people arrested from the early 1900s. In the back of the room is the city's first police helicopter, acquired in 1973.
This helicopter, other than absent of the fuel and oil equipment for it, it would start up and fly right now.
There's also a memorial for every Phoenix officer who died in the line of duty. A sculpture of a police officer that looks like an angel stands above a coffin in the center of the room.
And over here is the Miranda display.
Nicolin is referring to Ernesto Miranda, the Phoenix man at the center of the 1966 Supreme Court case. It led to police nationwide to read Miranda rights to criminal suspects in police custody. The exhibit highlights everything about the case.
And this is what Miranda was fingerprinted on.
What's a police museum without a jail? There is one on the fifth floor. It's been closed for decades, and it's not open to the public, but I got a peek inside.
So to get in here, now this would be the cell area that we would put our...
The place is dusty. Nicolin says hardly anyone comes up here. There are about 30 cells on the floor. Markings on the walls show where beds once hung. A toilet and a sink are all that remains inside each cell. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.